This is Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in downtown Toronto. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The city continues to be at the bargaining table with Toronto's public employees to no avail. Toronto city workers will strike Monday if they don't get what they consider to be a fair deal. President Nas Yadolahi told reporters this morning. The union says without workers on the clock, repercussions could be vast. 311 calls will go unanswered, building permits will delay, and all March break camps will be canceled. Yadolahi defended her union's position, telling reporters there is never a good time for a labor dispute.
Who's going to run your community centers? Who's going to ensure that those Toronto Employment Social Service workers who are issuing checks to vulnerable people, who's going to be doing that work?
The Canadian Union of Public Employees Local 79 is Toronto's largest working union, representing 30,000 members. They'll be in a legal strike position as of this Saturday. The workers' union extended the deadline by 48 hours this morning after the city presented their final offer last night. The deal on the table is a 15% increase in wages over a four-year period. City Manager Paul Johnson held a press conference a couple hours after the Local 79's announcement. He says this offer will eliminate minimum wage for all workers. Johnson also recognizes that most of Toronto union members are women and racialized workers. He says the final offer is a base increase, offering between 16% to 22% increases to child care aides, nurses, and personal support workers on top of that.
Our final offer is a good deal. It recognizes the value and the hard work of these members.
But the union is not so convinced. President Nas Yadolahi thinks the city can do better.
We don't believe the city's offer meets any of our demands. And our counteroffer is going to continue to insist that they meet us where we're at.
Yadolahi says the now added two-day window makes time for negotiations over the weekend, but remains steadfast that there will not be any more extensions.
If there is no deal by just past midnight on Monday morning, we will walk off the job. The City of Toronto has a choice.
QP Local 79 is back at the bargaining table this afternoon, countering the city's proposal, asking for better wages and salaries. Yadolahi would not give any specific details on what the union's counteroffer would be.
We think our offer has always been reasonable, and we think it's going to be reasonable. If the city doesn't want to meet us at a reasonable offer, then they're choosing a strike.
City Manager Paul Johnson says contingency plans are in place, including plans to keep shelters open.
Staff that are in shelters, of course, won't be there, some of them, and we have contingency plans in place to ensure our shelters are fully operational.
Other city services may be open at different hours, along with adjustments made for bylaw enforcement. The city maintains emergency services will not be affected. At greatest risk are the 39 city-run childcare centers and recreational spaces. About 4,800 kids are registered for March break camps, according to the city. They said refunds will be offered if workers strike. With this in mind, Johnson says the Sunday deadline is problematic. It gives families little time to make new arrangements in the event that programs are canceled. Johnson's hoping to meet that original deadline and give families some clarity first thing Saturday.
I'd just like to see us put some energy and effort into trying to meet that deadline on Friday night, but we'll continue the process and see where that takes us.
The music for this episode produced by Robert Johnston. I'm Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.